In May of this year, after no suitable replacement had been found for outgoing President Anne Weaver Hart, Temple University announced that its Provost and Interim Senior Vice President for Academic Affairs, Richard Englert, would serve as acting president until a new leader could be found. Shortly thereafter, the search committee began discussions with Neil Theobald. A senior vice president and the chief financial officer at Indiana University, Theobald had not sought the top job at Temple, but in very short order it became obvious that he was the ideal candidate. With a background in education finance, he's an accomplished administrator, teacher, and researcher, and was the first person in his family to go to college, where he excelled at undergraduate, graduate, and PhD levels. At Dr. Theobald's confirmation by Temple's Board of Trustees earlier this week, Board Chairman Patrick J. O'Connor said that he was the right person at the right time for Temple. In appearances before faculty, students, and staff earlier in the week, Theobald had said that his primary goal was to ensure that students should receive an education that is both first-class and affordable. I spoke with Neil Theobald shortly after his confirmation as Temple's next president. Let's start at the beginning, because you weren't even looking for this job. Temple came looking for you, and it's taken less than 3 months from soup to nuts, so to speak. Was there a particular factor that convinced you that the presidency of Temple was a good idea?
Yes, I mean, the obvious attractions to come in the first place. I love the city of Philadelphia. I had great interest in urban education, the excellent academic programs here, quality student body. The factor, though, that I think really launched this forward was meeting with the search committee and meeting with the trustees. They are very open to new ideas of ways to do things that I think can make Temple more affordable while continuing the excellence that we have here. So just the leadership of the board and the current president was really the thing that got me most excited about coming here.
You made an interesting point this morning that you said that the arts and humanities are everything, but you're a numbers guy.
Sure.
No conflict there?
Oh, none. No. I mean, where there is number, there is beauty. We are human, and our interaction with our context, that is what makes us. So art, music, that is our way of touching the world outside of us. So I am a symphony fan more. My wife is an opera fan. No, and in the numbers, what finance allows you to do, we're not a bank. We're an educational institution. What the finances do is allow us to do these things that are important. My job is not the outcome of the university. It's the tool that gets used to get those outcomes. Getting a student body that is broadly educated, including humanities and arts and all these other very, very important things.
There is, though, at the moment, a great push and pull between the fact that state-related universities are continuously under financial pressure from their state governance, right. And we're constantly talking about the fact that students are being burdened by massive debt, even to get a bachelor's these days. Right. How do you reconcile those two things?
Well, I think we need to look at other sources of revenue and also looking at how we can contain the cost. Object number one here at Temple is fundraising. We're going to need to become very aggressive in fundraising and going out telling our story. I think the Big East is a real useful tool for that. It'll get us out into D.C. and New York and Cincinnati and Louisville and Chicago to interact with our alumni, recruit good students from there. And then internally, we need to look at our administrative structure. Are there more effective, efficient ways to deliver this instruction, the same quality of outcome at a lower cost? So it can't just be, we need more money, let's raise tuition. Clearly, tuition's going to continue to be an important part, and we're not going to eliminate that. But we need to look for those marginal funds, look at the money we already have, are we spending it well, and what can we do in terms of fundraising that'll increase that base.
You arrive here January 1st. What's the first order of business? Is there any fire to be put out immediately? The first thing you need to take care of?
I think the early things are to get out and meet community leaders, especially those that are right around Temple University. They are going to be here long term. We're going to be here long term. So get out and meet the local political leaders, the local civic leaders, I think is number one. Before I come, we're going to be spending a lot of time thinking through how do we want to fundraise? What do we want to do with the advancement operation? And begin to plan the financial aid strategy. You know, the tuition is already set. The thing that we can change as far as the cost of people attending is what we do for financial aid. So that's an area that I already do at Indiana University. So I'll be looking very carefully at how Temple does that. And are there ways we can move money around in ways that more effectively spends the funds we have?
Neil Theobald, he'll begin his tenure as Temple University's 10th president in January.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.